thoughts back home, back to Godhead. So the Lord wants us to come back into the spiritual world and give the Vedic scriptures. Now Prabhupada will explain something which is unique to his purpose. It shows a very personal relationship to the Lord, which becomes transparent or visible in his purpose. Please listen to this. Unfortunately, turns thought out, the conditioned living entities, although suffering continually the threefold misery of conditioned life, are not very serious about going back to Godhead. It is due to their misguided way of living, complicated by sins and virtue. Some of them who are virtuous by deeds begin to re-establish the lost relation with the Lord, but they are unable to understand the personal feature of the Lord. The real purpose of this life is to make contact with the Lord and be engaged in His service. That is the natural position of living entities. But those who are impersonalists and are unable to render any loving service to the Lord have been advised to meditate upon His impersonal feature, the Virat Rupa, or universal form. Some way or other, one must try to re-establish one's forgotten relation with the Lord, if one has all desires to gain real happiness in life, and to reclaim his natural, unfettered condition. Unfettered condition means? What means unfettered condition, actually?
Most of us would react and take up a stick and say, "Oh, monkey, I'm going to
kindly reminded me to be more attentive. And yes, at the same time, given me a coconut to drink. He took the coconut and drank the coconut. As an example, how a person in this world can become happy and peaceful if he sees everything in relationship to the Lord and not to the monkey. This is a simple explanation for this. Without such meditation on God, either personal or impersonal, all good qualities of the human being become covered with misconceptions regarding his constitutional position. And without such advanced knowledge, the whole world becomes a hell for the human being. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrindaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Prachaline Veda Vishesha Shunyavadi Patkatyare Satarine Jai Hare Krishna Jai Hanya Sarva Vrishanala Shri Hare the extended in this purpose. Which sums up the whole preaching of Srila Prabhupada in this section of the Bhagavata. The real purpose of life, Srila Prabhupada writes, is to make contact with the Lord and be engaged in His service. Now, what could this be mean for a devotee in the movement for Krishna consciousness? In the external vision, or let us say, at first glance, we could say, yes, of course, make contact with the Lord and be engaged in His service. There is no need to visit this Bhagavatam lecture because this is so obvious, this is so clear. Why am I here? I am here to make contact with the Lord and be engaged in His service. This lecture is not for me. I will go to a more advanced class about more advanced management principles and so on and so forth. However, I think it is good if we think a little bit deeper about this in our life. Yes, we make contact with the Lord, we eat His prasad, the mercy, we chant His holy name every day, and service, oh yes, there is more than enough service. It would be good to have a little bit more free time. But there's no dearth, kind of clarified, of service. So we could think like this. But in Krishna consciousness, there are always two levels of understanding. One is obvious, I won't shine here, even in the specialness. And one is a deeper level. We as devotees should become thoughtful. Go to this deeper level of understanding to really apply the principles of Krishna consciousness. Now, I wish to talk a little bit about this today and then go to a point which I feel is extremely relevant, especially a consequence of the point which we will discuss. First of all, when we want to make contact with Krishna, we need to know that it's not as easy as making contact with just any person in this world. To make contact with Krishna is really something we must aspire for our whole life. To make contact with Krishna, we have to really look at our own qualifications. Srila Prabhupada used to repeat a slogan which was coined by his own spiritual master, which goes like this: don't try to see Krishna, but act in such a way that He sees you. I think sometimes a devotee feels, yes, I know that I should qualify, but wouldn't it be nice to have a little realization of Krishna, a little darshan of Krishna. Many devotees in the past have prayed for this darshan of Krishna, like Dhruva Maharaj, who said in the fourth canto, please show the form which is liked by your devotees, which always dissipates all darkness in the heart of devotees. It would be so nice if we can qualify to see the form of the Lord, so that all the darkness which is still there will go away from our heart. Krishna knows of our desire to see Him and to worship Him, and He has made it possible, although we are not fully qualified. Krishna, knowing that it is devotees in this world, have sometimes a difficult path of Krishna consciousness ahead of them, has appeared in the Acha Vikraha, the form on the altar. Once Prabhupada was asked, do you see Krishna? He said, yes, He's on the altar. That is Krishna's incredible mercy. Although, in the Bhagavad Gita, He demands qualification. He says, you must surrender everything. Then I am obtainable for you. Still, he has a merciful side in his heart. Of course, he is all mercy, but he has been saying like this to make this point. He and his mercy has kindly come in his Archavigraha, where he accepts us the way we are. We can even come to him each morning, and we can stand before him, and we can pray to him. My dear Lord, please give me the strength to serve you today. We can do this. Prabhupada actually has said this prayer, my dear Lord, please give me the strength, the snaga, the kraft, to serve you. This is a prayer. He said, this prayer will make you happy. Any other prayer will not make you happy. That's all. So please think about this. So another point is, if we want to make contact with the Lord, then we do have to give up a certain mood. In the class before yesterday's class, Sri Vishnupad was telling us about the deliverance of Prakriti and Purusha. And he said the living entity is always Prakriti, even in the spiritual world, in the sense that he is always to be enjoyed by the only Purusha that is Krishna. Now, at the same time, when we come into this material world, we all take to the Purusha Bhav. Purusha Bhav is an expression in Sanskrit, means to the mood of the enjoyer and the controller. We all, man, woman, and amazingly the little children, they are all in the controller mood. Have you seen the little children? You don't expect the little guy, but he will scream until he gets what he wants. He will manipulate his parents with his moods. He will stand like this for the whole day. And then he says, okay, what do you want? I give it. Everyone, man, woman, children, and the ants, have the Purusha Bhav, the controlling mood in them. If you want to make contact with Krishna, you must give up this masquerade and to contact. That's the Krishna Hamburg. This was the Kontrollierstimmung, diese Erdmaskerade aufgeben.
I want to make very sure that my audience understands me.
I would like to read to you a very nice illustration of this from Srila Prabhupada. He gave this a lecture on the Srimad Bhagavatam in June 18th in America. You know, the America, Nirada Prabhu is now a world experienced traveler. He can tell you how the people in California, who are listening to this lecture, are very much in the joy of food, especially in the summer. It is sometimes very difficult to go into these American cities. They are all the Purushas there. Walk around. So in Prabhupada, he describes this. In Los Angeles, he says, here in the material world, the Purusha is imitation. He is actually Prakriti, but is falsely representing himself. In the material world, we are falsely dressed with a material body, imitating Krishna. We are either dressed in a male body or in a female dress. Both of them are originally female Prakriti. I think this is very important also for our Iskand society. In our Iskand society, we had and still have a lot of controversy about the role of the women in relationship to the role of the men. And there is still some internal struggle in the society. It's good that we are dealing with these issues and not ignoring them, but it may help also if we address these issues or look at them, at least in the
Bhagavatam class from a very spiritual point of view. Both of us, men and women, are imitations. We are false. We are really all servants of Krishna in the total spiritual body, which have nothing to do with the sex principles and the psychological principles which come in the material body. We are only properly situated when we are jumping out, so to say, of the costume, of the masquerade, and see ourselves as servants of Krishna. Of course, we cannot ignore also the platform, the social platform on which we act as human beings, and we must solve existing problems on that level also. That is clear. But it's very important that we stand on the spiritual platform and from there solve the social issue. Then only we will have a spiritual society. So the third point which I would like to make is, if we want to make relationship to Krishna, if we really want to make a contact with Krishna, we need to become aware, listen to this, this will come as a surprise, of four types of relationships. There is one, we can call it vertical relationship, that's the relationship which the living entity has to Krishna. Es gibt eine vertikale Beziehung, die wir als Lebewesen zu Krishna haben. Gehen wir kurz nach oben, wenn wir mal in die freundlichen Kategorien denken wollen. But then we must also consider that the three horizontal relationships that are relationships to devotees, relationships to the innocent people, and relationship to the demons. If we want to realize Krishna and make contact, we cannot remain Kanishka, that means materialistically tainted devotees. We must come at least to the platform of Madhya Adhikaris. Of course, a Kanishka, that is a materialistic Vaishnava, can serve the deities, but because he will make so many offenses against the devotees, so of course his deity worship will always remain on the platform that he thinks the body of the Lord is made with material elements, it's only a representation of the Lord. Therefore the Kanishka Adhikari, who is bound to so many aparas, will always remain separate from Krishna, not make contact with the Lord. If we want to advance, if we want to make contact with the Lord, we need to advance from the low level of Krishna consciousness to the higher level where we can really make contact with the Supreme Personality of Worship and serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and where we can make friendship amongst devotees. The Lord does not accept anyone who does not think of the horizontal relationship. I know it sounds a little bit interesting because horizontal, at least in the German language, it means it's related to an area where horizontal relationships, children come out of that. We do mean here, we must think about the relationship we have to Krishna, but we must also think of the three other relationships which are described. We must make friendships with devotees. Very important. The relationship with devotees, we must become very, very conscious. There are six ways to come to go to hell, the Skanda Purana says. And here they are. Those who try to kill the Vaishnava, I think we don't try to do this. Those who blaspheme a Vaishnava, those who, upon seeing a Vaishnava, do not pay prana, obeisances, those who become angry upon a Vaishnava, those who develop enmity with the Vaishnava, and those who, upon seeing a Vaishnava, do not become jolly, but instead, again, the Vaishnavas. These are things which bring one to the Skanda Purana, and this is repeated by Saratapa Swami in the Paripas this instruction. So we must be very careful in the association of devotees. You know how it is. You live with these devotees, and someone has, you know, he was in a hurry, and he, in the morning, took your towel, your dry towel, because he needed it, and he dried himself. Then he has my dry towel. The Mangalar is coming up soon, and then you see that devotee, and you don't become very happy when you see him. I think it's human. Don't know how. I think that's not really a total offense against the body, but there are situations when it's an offense. So we must think also how to deal with it. In a sense, it is described, if you, we do not give Krishna consciousness to people, we commit a subtle form of violence. Why so? Well, if the material, the innocent people who do not know about Krishna consciousness, they are in the process of committing suicide. They are not using the human form of life. And when you allow someone who's next to you to commit suicide, you are a violent person. Imagine you go somewhere and someone wants to jump down the Grand Canyon and he's so distressed and you don't go like, take some prasad, it's not so bad, but if you just go like, okay, jump, that is not very non-violent. We must do something to elevate the innocent people, and we must avoid the demons. If we are attracted to demoniac filth, make contact is a very, very nice point, I always mind. Srila Prabhupada says, if you want to go to Krishna, you don't have to go very far. He's right in your heart. For devotee in the movement for Krishna consciousness, this has some implications. If you don't know how to act, or if you don't know what is right and what is to do, and you can't just go on the telephone and ask your sankirtan leader or your TP, you should know the Lord is in the heart, and He is giving intelligence about certain things. Prabhupada writes about this. Krishna is within you. As soon as He sees you are very sincere, doing something seriously, He'll give you all intelligence. Buddhiyogam tadamitam. But if you are in doubt whether Krishna is present or not, then Krishna will not give you intelligence. That is the difficulty. He does not talk with the nonsense. He talks, but not with the nonsense. If you are above the nonsensical platform by sincere service, then Krishna will talk with you from within. There is an existentialist philosopher who is very he's an amazing philosopher, Sartre Camus, where atheistic existentialists, but there's something like a religious existentialist in the world of philosophy. I can't speak his name properly. Here is for our education, Søren Kierkegaard, but here, if Urali is here, I think she could. Daily kachori, you know, we may not pray like this. I have not seen the devotee. Zero Kierkegaard makes the point, the question is not if God hears our prayer. There was once, I remember in my young days, there was some frustrated, uninspired rock and roll group who were going on the stage and screaming into the microphone, "You cannot petition the Lord this prayer." I remember this created a very deep samskara in my innocent little child heart. Why not? So the question is not if God hears our prayer. The real question is if he hears us. I'm asking Radhika, what is the best way to go to Berlin? The very important question is, do I not hear his answer and get proper direction? So when Prabhupada heard about this philosophy, he said, yes, that is awesome, our point. Dadami Uni Yoga Tama. The Lord gives the intelligence, he gives answers, but not taught an answer. Prabhupada was reminding us a little bit what it means to come off the nonsensical platform. I'm sure that this is not relevant to the devotees in this saintly assembly because they are all very advanced devotees, but I will anyway read it. What it means to come off the nonsensical platform, there are many, many, many things to be observed, but one point Prabhupada said, we should also take this opportunity in life to become as good as a great saint. Prabhupada wants us to become sadhu sangha. So we should take this opportunity simply by not talking unnecessarily with unwanted persons. We should either talk of Krishna or chant Hare Krishna undeviatingly. This is called Mulurata. He writes this in the fourth canto. So these are some points which might help us to realize this sentence. The real purpose of life is to make contact with the Lord and to be engaged in His service. Let me summarize. The first point is we should not really think we should now, you know, force Krishna into our lives. So we should always remember to work on our qualification so that Krishna sees us. Prabhupada has actually instructed us, when we go to the deities, we should know not that Krishna sees, that we see Krishna, or what does he look like today? Obviously that's interesting and we should think like that. But we should be in the consciousness, Krishna sees us now. Do we behave properly? It even says in the rules that we should dress properly. Certain colors of shirt are not alright. Red, a flaming red, a deep blue, is not alright. Krishna doesn't like this for some reason.
Sorry.
Maybe misaddressed, but. See, the fact that there are such rules and regulations shows us that there is a concept that Krishna sees us. If Krishna wouldn't see us, it wouldn't matter for how we are dressed. We could go naked if he doesn't have to see us. But that's a little bit too far. We can go in outlandish dress. No, but we want to dress in a way that Krishna. But, ladies and gentlemen, clean cloth. Nothing should be. The shirt should be fresh and not worn from the week before, and so on. We should be Krishna Siddha. That move we should carry into our day. Let us work in such a way that Krishna becomes satisfied. And there is no better way to present yourself before Krishna than trying to serve him by saving conditioned souls. He says it in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, no servitor in the world is more dear to me than he who preaches this knowledge to the poor soul. He likes preacher. Be a preacher. In any capacity which you can. It can be preacher, Sankirtan, devotee, Bhakti Sangha, although those who keep, who are in the project and who receive guests with great attention are very important preachers and so on. Be in this mood to please, to be a pleasant surprise for Krishna, so that he sees you. Oh, Krishna Das is preaching. Oh, Krishna Das didn't walk past the guest. He didn't take the laddu away when the guest wanted to eat it.
Certain material needs, and we must be able to also
act upon this level. When a devotee does not think about the conditioned level and does not spiritualize that level, he can get in trouble. This happens, for instance, of devotees who do not take care of their health properly, who are thinking, well, I am not a body, and they draw conclusions, so always go over their limitations. One point or another, they will become very sick. And this disease might cause serious problems for their spiritual level. Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavad Gita about this in the ninth canto, that these levels should go parallel to each other. They should not come into the way of each other. It's very important. So Mr. Schmidt is one aspect of the condition level, is relating with people on the level of which they are. We need to know this as preachers. To take care of the body is another thing. To have healthy social relationships is another thing which must be taken care of on that level. To be mentally stimulated and then, you know, be into to be a well-rounded individual is another thing which is necessary on the condition platform. There are things to be observed on this platform, and if we don't observe them, this then can create so much problems in our spiritual life. Will not be possible. We are not like Vasudev Dada, who dances in ecstasy with a totally diseased body. Vasudev the leper, not Vasudev Dada. And you know, there's a warm, there's a transcendent person. He describes his warmth in his body when they fell out. He picked the warmth in his body. Not on this leper. See, this Vasudev wanted to see Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya, when he was on the tour, and Lord Chaitanya, by his travel schedule, so to say, was passing by the village, and he was gone with Vasudev Dada. Vasudev came to the village where he wanted to see him. So the Lord was traveling, and because he is in the heart of everyone, he knew, there's my devotee Vasudev who wants to see me, but I have traveled on. I am no longer in the village which he has visited to see me. So then, all of a sudden, he appeared before Vasudev. He just appeared there and embraced Vasudev. So, because the Lord's body is entirely transcendental, the disease was going out of the body of Vasudev just like this. Instant healing. But Vasudev was not satisfied. He said, oh, now I have this beautiful body. But now I will forget you. I will think I enjoy it. Give me my diseased body. Are you on this platform?
That's what I'm so concerned about.
So, you told
we heard that we should make contact with Krishna in different four principles, radical horizontal. And also we hear that we in our state we are not so fit for making or seeing or perceive Krishna, and therefore Krishna appears as the spiritual master, because to the spiritual master it's easier for us to relate. So is everything you say applicable to the spiritual master, that we should try and see he sees that we are doing well?
This is a very good question which Magamaya Prabhu is asking. Magamaya Prabhu's question is in relationship to the spiritual master. We have said that we should not try to see Krishna, but act in such a way that Krishna is pleased with us, sees us. Now does this, we are not on the, Magamaya, we are not on the platform really to directly to relate to Krishna, and therefore Krishna has sent us our spiritual master. Now does this equally apply to the spiritual master? In other words, that we should please him, then he sees us. Yes, Magamaya, you have raised a very, very deep point. Srila Rupa Goswami discusses this in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, where he says, all the principles which I have explained in relationship to Krishna are more powerful when they are used in relationship to the pure devotee. In other words, when it says we should please Krishna, it's more powerful when we think we should please the pure devotee and through him please Krishna. When it says we should praise Krishna, it's more powerful when we praise his pure devotee. Krishna any longer, obviously, there are. We should praise devotees. He makes this point. And the reason is that through a few devotees, we can easily get to Krishna. Like Prabhupada makes this point to us, if you want to be a big man, you go to his son, or his secretary, or his son, go through him. So it's this faith. Very important that the spiritual master does not think he is God. Therefore, it is advised in the Shastra that, as Prabhupada says all the time, is that the spiritual master thinks he is God now because he is praised and that everything that is done by his son, or he loses all qualification. And you have to spell it the other way around.
Appears in three forms before him.
First of all is the Atma Rupa, Chaitanya Chakra, is a super soul who guides the living entity by giving him intelligence. Yes? You with me? The second is he gives the conditioned soul literature. And the third is he brings us eventually to the spiritual master. This is the way how Krishna grabs us. But we must allow ourselves to be grabbed by him. I wanted to relay to you something in this regard, which I have heard yesterday about a preaching program. There one girl came for the first time to make contact, to see the devotees. Now, the congregational member who brought this person to this preaching program thought she will never like it. She will be totally opposed because everything is so different and so strange for her. But then, he talked to this girl at the end of the program. The girl was shaking. I don't know what happened to me. I can't explain. Then they met more. He thought that this girl is also critical. She was not like it. So at 11 o'clock in the morning, there was a phone call, and the girl was, I have to speak to you. The whole night, I could not speak to him. He came over.
Follow your spiritual master if you do have one. And